Originally, I'm from Syria. I arrived in September of 2016, so it's been like about 2 years. Yep, and basically, I was located when I arrived. I stayed in Dearborn. I still live in Dearborn since I arrived. Dearborn, I believe it's a nice city, and people are welcoming here. I like the city. And yeah, I'm happy to live here. I met a lot of new friends, some of them just from the community, the Syrian community. Some of them I met through some other non-profit organizations. There is like several organizations who helped me when I arrived initially here. So I made some friends who works in these organizations. They helped me to. I mean to write my resume in the US style. They helped me to do some like mock interviews. They introduced me to a new people who work in the same I mean same field as my studies. So yeah. I did something called ECE. It's Educational Credential Evaluation. They just evaluate that my degree, and that's it. It's already been evaluated as a master degree in the same level as the United States credentials. I mean, in the IT field, it's a bit easier. It's not that complicated the process. I mean, to evaluate the degree. Okay. Socially, like meeting the people, contacting with people, the places where I visit, it's the same way I pictured it before I arrived, the same way I saw the TV shows, the movies, the most of this, like it's been the same. I was just shocked by the way that the entire immigrant status happened. I always thought about the US as I mean, the greatest country on the planet. So I didn't think that one person could affect the entire system this way. That's the point where I just got like, I didn't get it really. I didn't understand like how this happened. What I really like about here, like, you know, when you work, you can establish something, you can build something. It's as long as you are like proactive, you do your job, you just work hard, even sometimes not really that hard. Just do your work, you will build something. You will build your current time, you'll build the future. What I'm proud about that I in like not very long time I was able to get a job in something related to my I mean background studies, and I'm happy that I'm building something. I want to gain experience in my work as much as I can. I want to get promoted. I want to, you know, I want to rebuild my life somehow. Definitely, all the time I try to like integrate with the community as much as I can. And honestly, even though the media is just showing like I hear some news like some people are not really welcoming. I never experienced any of this. All of the people I have met here, they are very nice people, and they are welcoming, they are helping. I even received help more than what I expect, actually. If you want really to know about refugees or immigrants or any, even if you want to know about your neighbor, you don't need to hear it from the other neighbor. Try to interact with that person and see if you like his reactions, if you like his actions, then you can do your own judgment. Don't listen to somebody who's telling you that neighbor is not good. Just go and interact with the person. See, maybe you would love him, maybe you'll just say, you know, they are not a good people. But honestly, don't listen to the media.